Friday evening like they do now. You know, we're down to school on Saturday.
But they didn't have a few months in there, not like it is now. Not no 9 months.
Is your wife from this area too?
Pardon?
Were you from this, from the same area that he was from?
Well, I was born in Mississippi, but I've been here ever since I was small. My people lived in Mississippi before they came. Well, my daddy was born in Alabama, but he left and went to Mississippi. And we didn't come back until after I was just a kid. But I like Alabama, I think. I've been to a lot of other states, but I like Alabama. I go to North Carolina every year and stay about 3 weeks with my sons. I got 3 sons in North Carolina.
I want to tell you another little funny thing that happened one time. I was in 1911. That's the reason I remember what year it was called. That was the first year the Coal Lumber Company come to this country. And there was a fellow from Bob Pickens County. And he come to Duncanville with six of his pretty mules, just like them that I was telling you about Hamlin Kirk. Six wagons, 12 mules. He's running 6 wagons, and he took the job loading right 2-3 miles down below Duncanville, down there on Coal's Railroad. Coal's Railroad run, had railroad up in hollers, you know, and logged to the, bring them logs in there, and they load them off. Had, you know, wasn't no main lines that run up them hollers. Train all in Tuscaloosa, their mill was in Tuscaloosa. The reason it was so funny to me, this colored fellow, that he was big as the infinite, you know, talking big to white folks, and I never did like to hear that nowhere. And he would go around Dunwell there, and he could pick a guitar, and he'd talk big, you know, folks would give him a little donator on phones. But he could drive a team, he worked some. And he said Bob brought all of his colored folks from Pickens County. He had 6 colored fellas drive, had 12 mules. And they were just like Hamlin Kirk. They were just as pretty as they could be, and wasn't a scratch on them. And one of the men worked to notice one of the niggers and went back to Pickens County. And before this notice was out, this nigger that talked big there and don't. Mr. Bob, how about, walked up to him. Mr. Bob, how about giving me a job driving a team? I can hold off. Mr. Bob turned around and looked at him and said, well, now, if you can haul logs and take care of my mules, I'll hire you. But my mules comes first of anything. I got them out there to work, but they're going to be taken care of. And he stayed right with them all the time. They were just perfect. They wasn't a scratch on them. And they'd pull and they'd train them. Yes, sure. And so he stayed out there right with them all the time. And about the third or fourth day he worked, he would go around and kind of pick out loading places, you know, walk around through the woods. He kept axe with him all the time. And he happened to walk by where this colored fellow was skidding some logs. There was a whole lot of brush in there. And he had them mules out there in that brush, you know, with treetops or something. He walked up, it made him mad, and he walked up there. Ed, that's the nigger's name. I told you at the beginning I wanted my mule taken care of. You know better than to put him out there in a mess of brush like that. You could move that brush out of the way. And he looked up at him, come out with a cuss word and said, you can't stand a little brush like that, you better be in the lot. I don't think he got all that out of his mouth, but that man was just beating the floor.
And mule, that'd be you. That'd be just as important as a most important thing when it is. Yeah. You know, real nice, and that's how you make your living.
Why, sure.
Get them all.